Good to have you with us here today on a Friday TGIF, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and you. And since we are believers, we get to say TGIF, thank God it's Friday, and really mean it. And that means weekends are upon us for many of us, not all of us. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about today on the program. Debbie, we're going to talk about if people have a little time to relax and enjoy themselves, a little leisure, a little fun on the weekends. Or if weekends just tend to be, you know, wall to wall busy and stressful, got to get this done, got to get that done.
That's precisely correct, Jerry. That's what we're discussing today. We're asking the question, are your weekends, now maybe your weekends fall midweek, you know, it's a Wednesday, Thursday, or sometimes in the restaurant industry, it's Monday, Tuesday, right? Because you're the weekend, you work all weekends long. So we want to ask you if your weekends are fun and relaxing or busy and stressful. Okay, so we're asking you not to get started with your weekend yet. Help us out. We want to learn about this. We want to talk about keeping holy the Sabbath day. You know, there's so many angles we can cover this, but it's very important, and it will help us. It will benefit us. Maybe you can reset by hearing something on this conversation that you can apply immediately this weekend in your household. So are your weekends fun and relaxing or busy and stressful, and tell us why? Please call in now. Phone lines are wide open. You can get right in. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. And you will speak to, I believe, Ryan, right? Because Jeff is out today. So it's either Charles or Rich that's doing social media, which is great. And of course, Michael Birchfield, our wonderful producer, is at the controls. So Jerry, this could be a great discussion, but we need the Take Two family to step up.
Well, that's right. It is always a three-way discussion between Debbie and myself and you. We've always been saying that. This is your show, so call in and share and let others hear what you have to say, how you structure your weekends. Maybe you have a very specific way. Maybe you even write out how you're going to, you know, plan your weekend so that you don't get swallowed up in a lot of busyness and stress and things like that, especially, as Debbie said, on the Lord's Day, keeping holy the Lord's Day, making sure that we set aside time, of course, to worship. Worship, go to Mass, but also really just to have some leisure time, especially if you have a family and children, you want to practice that when they're young so that they will take that into adulthood. So what are your weekends like? Let's talk about it. Be first to go up on the phone at 833-288-3986.
Jerry, are you talking about lists for the weekend?
No, I'm talking about just structuring them, writing out what you're going to do so you don't go in 10 different directions.
Okay, so you're not talking about the infamous honey-do list, are you?
No, not necessarily. Well, yeah, it could involve some of those things.
Okay, because you know that's always an interesting thing in families when that list comes out from whoever is the good, you know, list maker in the house, and they hand it over. It's a honey-do list. And boy, those, you know, I'm not crazy about those.
Yeah, no, what I meant more was just like so that you structure your weekend, right? So that you, like you say, if you don't make a list, if I don't make a list, then I have so much to do that I try to get all of it done, or I need to finish a ton of different things when, you know, sometimes they can wait a little bit, or you can do a little bit on it now, a little bit on it later. But just making sure to have an intentional, you know, direction toward especially the Lord's Day and keeping that holy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, a lot of fights have broken out over those lists. Okay, the number to dial is 833-288-3986. We want to hear from you. Please help us out. If you have something to say about the weekends, you want to talk about it, now's the time to do it. We have a very quick hour on this show. It goes very fast, and we count on you. This is an open platform where you call in and you share your life experiences, your takes on the topic, and it helps the rest of the world. Think about that. You are the teachers. So fill those phone lines. Let's go. 833-288-3986.
Okay, that is the phone number to call as we await your calls. And Charles is doing social media, as you guessed, Debbie. So Ryan is on the phones. And Ryan Penny is great to talk to. In fact, he is so wonderful to talk to that you might want to just have a conversation with him, but he won't let you do that. He's got to pass you through to us. You've got to eventually make your way to us. I'm sorry about that. Right. But we know you have a lot of very helpful things to share at 833-288-3986. I'd be curious to hear from somebody. Do you feel different on weekends? I do, Debbie. I don't know about you. It's just obviously we don't have the show, which is really the only thing that's a major difference. But it just has a different feel. Saturday does, and then Sunday has its own different feel because obviously going to Mass and trying to be a little bit quiet and more settled on Sunday. So love to hear if anybody else, maybe you feel like you just kind of drag that weekday stuff into your weekend and you want to know how to maybe stop doing that. 833-288-3986.
I completely agree with that. Friday night has a complete unique feel because you know, especially if your work week is Monday through Friday, you worked all week and you're kind of like, whew, I'm just going to relax, you know, maybe have pizza for dinner or something like that. Saturday is much more of a kind of a planned day. And then of course, Sunday with the beautiful opportunity that we all have to go to Mass, especially if it's in your area that the churches are open. That is wonderful. I just heard of another diocese that they just shut down indoor Masses again. Very sad. So yeah, it's, you know, we are blessed to have, you know, this idea, this concept of weekends. You know, there's a lot of people that, though, Jerry, they work 6 days a week. You know, they're super busy. Their weekend is one day, and that's tough. And I actually know someone that actually works two jobs and they work 7 days a week. And, you know, I always pray for them that they don't suffer any type of burnout, you know, from doing that. But those of us that are able to have the weekends, do we cherish them? Do we spend time with family? You know, do we do a family project? All sorts of things we can talk about. But if you don't call in, you're just going to hear Jerry and I, and that's not what we intended for this show. We want to hear from you. So you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you hear the sound of our voices, we're inviting you to call in to Take Two. It's your family at 833-288-3986. What do you think, Jerry? I'm looking forward to a great discussion on this.
I am too. Phone lines are open, and there is room for you. 833-288-3986. How are weekends for you? Busy and stressful, or a little bit more fun and relaxing? Let us know.
That's the way to do it. You guys are filling up the phone lines because you have something to say about the weekends. We sure hope that they're fun and relaxing for you. Maybe they're busy and hectic. And yeah, that's kind of like our life, you know, that's what's happening in the Giorgiani household. Our weekends are crazy busy. It's just, wow. I got to slow down, Jerry. That's what I got to do. But real quickly, I want to just say something. There's something that pops into my email inbox about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I look forward to it each and every time I hear that little, you know, signal that says there's another piece of mail in the inbox. And it's Church Pop. Okay. Church Pop takes a fresh and fun look at the news shaping our world. You can find it on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com. I can't talk today. Oh, Jerry, it's Friday.
Well, you're doing great.
Really?
Keep on going.
Keep on going. I can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Hey, Jerry, we've got a really cool show coming up on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. What you want to share with the folks?
Well, we're going to talk about freedom and life and freedom. They go together in any situation, and in our country, life is under attack, under assault on many, many levels. So is our freedom, especially our religious freedom. So on Monday's show, we're going to have Jim Havens with us. He is the Vice President of Programming for the Station of the Cross, and he has a ministry called Love Will End Abortion, and we'll talk with him about love and freedom. And then in the second segment, the final segment, we have a very special guest, too. It's Dr. Alveda King. She is the niece of the slain Martin Luther King Jr., and her father was also slain as a civil rights leader as well. And you probably heard Alveda King on EWTN and seen her on the March for Life and so forth. So Jim Havens and Alveda King, freedom and life is our topic on Monday's special broadcast.
Yep, it's gonna be a great one. We hope everybody tunes in. Okay, we have one open phone line, so that's for you. Pick it up. Call Ryan. He's ready. You'll get right in. 833-288-3986. We're talking about if your weekends are fun and relaxing, or just busy and stressful, you know, hectic, you know, kind of just running around, and then here comes Monday morning. So let's go to Nancy in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Nancy. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good so far.
Cool. So how about your weekends?
Yeah, so, you know, weekends, changed drastically after COVID, because my kids both their colleges became remote, so they both came home. And it was a transition at first, but, you know, it was nice. We tried to just do more family times, and we bought a bunch of puzzles online and just did some puzzles together, watched movies, just did some things like that, and just, you know, tried to make the most of it. So it was nice. It was good being together as a family. And, they're back to college now. So, one's out of state and the other one is still remote, but she's pretty busy. So things have kind of quieted down on weekends. So I think in terms of whether it's busy or if it's fun, I think for me, it's overwhelming right now, because I have so many things I want to do, and I just can't seem motivated to get to do it. I think it's just a mixture of the COVID and just stuff on the news and all those other things. But, you know, that's keeping God in my weekend and trying to look up and not back, is what I'm trying to do anyway.
Right. Well, Nancy, thanks for the call. And I echo Debbie's Happy New Year to you. And, two adult kids who are in college, right, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so when they're home, I guess it's probably a little bit busier. You kind of made the comment, though, that they're gone now, and it still seems a little bit overwhelming for you. So I don't know why that is. Maybe you should just try to take a little bit at a time, make a list like I do sometimes. I'm kind of a linear type of person, and what I mean by that is I generally won't undertake a project until I have the time to get all the way to the finish with it, and that's virtually impossible for so many of the things we have in life. I don't know if it's anything like that for you or not, but that's just the way I work, and it gets me overwhelmed and frustrated at times, believe me.
Yeah, it's definitely that, and that's a great advice. I think for me it was why I'm home right now too, and I'm actually doing some part-time work, but I got laid off a few years ago, and I think that the daunting task of job searching and maybe not getting the job and getting an interview and that overwhelming feeling of failure, I just kind of, that's more like stopping me. But I think, like I said, I'm trying to stay positive. And I think the overwhelming is just a mental overwhelming. When they were home, at least I felt like, okay, we're all home. It's like nobody's really working right now, I do know that I have a bigger purpose in life, and I need to kind of get my self moving forward a little bit better. But yeah, weekends kind of remind me of that, because I do some nanny work in the week, and I'm busy, and I feel purposeful, and I think the weekends remind me that I'm there's things I should be doing, but I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think a lot of people are in that boat sometimes, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Debbie will have some brilliant things to share with you.
I will? Okay. Yes. Well, just one thing I wanted to share, because Jerry knows me so well. A couple of the things that you said, Nancy, and I completely agree with you, taking on that daunting task of trying to job search, and, you know, when you get your hopes up, and then you put all this effort in, and you pray for something, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't happen, and it's a real letdown. But, Jerry and I have this ministry called Stand Tall Today, and TALL is an acronym for Take Another Look at Life. And we always turn things around from a different angle, kind of like, that glass kind of globe, you spin it around and it has a whole different look to it, and we turn it around and we look at it from a different viewpoint. And, Nancy, I think of it this way, the way that I try to get motivated, right? Or get really, you know, jump out of bed running, you know, and make things happen. Right. Is I think to myself that, you know, each no, which you could maybe say, you know, a failure or whatever, but each no you get, yes. It puts you that one step closer to that yes. And I look at it almost as a game, almost as a real challenge, an exciting challenge. And I kind of flip it a little so that it doesn't allow me to get emotionally, you know, or psychologically really beaten down. And in fact, I had a wonderful person yesterday say to me, "You really like these challenges, don't you?" And I do like them because they work, right? So I don't know if you can. If you can apply that to your life, I think you can, because these are kind of, you know, universal principles. But what do you think?
Yeah, I do like that. I do like that a lot. You know, what's funny is that I was the optimist. I was the person that always saw the glass, you know, not in an annoying way. I think I was more like, my background's in counseling, so I would try to help, you know. But then when I just kept getting different types of, I would say, setbacks in my life, I'm 54 and I hit a certain age. I don't think people that really are close to me, they may know, but I think if you met me, you wouldn't know. But I think it's just that beaten down, I think is the word you used. So I do like a way to look at something differently. I like that, you know, the no is just closer to yes. Even mm-hmm. though I don't know what that yes is, I do feel like there's something there that I should be doing or right. I want to be doing. And sometimes I'm like, well, maybe that wasn't for me. And it's just keeping that positive attitude as opposed to saying, Nancy, just admit it. You're a failure. You're just putting a nice spin on it. That's not me. I never did that before. And I think it's just like a lot of things that weigh you down after a while. You start, mm-hmm. you're most negative on yourself, I think, yep. you know, sometimes. But I do like your advice.
Thank you so much. Well, you're so right. I mean, we are our own worst enemies most of the time. I mean, think about it. Our God is rooting for us. The angels and saints, they're pulling for us. We have a lot of cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. We have cheerleaders here on earth wanting to help us, our family and friends. It's us. We get in our own way. So we got to kind of lift ourselves up and move us out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that.
Okay,
thank
Nancy,
so
I'll
much.
Do it. You do it. It'll be a great challenge. We'll take it on. There you go. Thank you.
That sounds was good. Wonderful. Sounds good to me. Thank you again.
Thanks, okay. Nancy. God bless you. That line is open there as we talk about the weekends. What was that? Who sang that song, Working for the Weekends, about 30 years ago?
That was Huey. Is that Huey Lewis?
Huey Lewis or mm-hmm. Loverboy or somebody. Anyway. Oh. I'm not sure. I should know that as a former disc jockey. But we're talking about that today. As you approach weekends, do you kind of really rejoice that you got a couple days to just relax a little bit, get a few things done, go to church, things like that? Or do the weekends pose for you this sort of ominous mountain of stuff that you need to get done and get a little bit overwhelmed? 833-288-3986 is the number.
Our Take Two family is so quick. Huey Lewis is Working for a Living. Remember that?
Working for a Living, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love our Take Two family. They're right on top of it. They're like our field research and reporters, right?
I was right. It was Loverboy, Working for the Weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Jerry,
that's
you're so good.
The extent of my singing. You know, it's funny. Every morning I wake up with a different song in my head. And I say, well, where did that song come from?
Wow, that's interesting.
It's really weird, actually.
So maybe when you pass, when you're done with all of your work on this earth, we can open up your brain and find out why you had all that music in there.
Yeah, well, you got to put a quarter in. It'll be a jukebox, a brain jukebox.
Oh, didn't you love those? Didn't you love those? Remember we used to have them on the tables at the diners? I wonder if they're still there. Wow. Okay, we're getting, we just heard from Charles that we're getting some wonderful comments coming in on social media. Listen, folks, we're punchy on Fridays. This is what you get, okay? This is exactly who we are most of the time. So the next caller is where are we going? Stephanie. Stephanie, yeah. Houston, Texas, Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome.
Hi, how are you both?
Great.
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I just thought I'd call in because I have an extra long weekend this weekend. It's a learn from home day for my daughter, who's 7. And Monday, of course, is a public holiday. It's MLK Day. So, yeah, so I used to, as in my former life, before I became a mom, I used to work for, as a personal assistant for an elected official. Won't name any names, but when I had my baby and decided to move back to my hometown and stuff, she's now 7 years old, I found that I couldn't re-enter the workforce the way I thought I could, and I decided to open up my own business. I do consulting, organizing, and, well, both personal home organizing and business organizing, so I help people with their productivity and whatnot. And I'm a planner by nature. I plan for other people, I plan for myself, but my husband's completely spontaneous. And that would drive me nuts on the weekends. But now we finally found a semi-balance. He knows that there's certain things that I have to have in the schedule, otherwise I'm not happy. I have to eat at certain hours, because if I don't, I get a migraine. I have, I don't do laundry on weekends for the most part. I try to plan my laundry during the week so that my weekends are free to do fun things with the family. And if people have the means, you know, those projects that you can't do together with your spouse at the house, those handyman things that need to get done, you just have to hire someone to do them for you. Because otherwise, you'll lose your self-peace. That's, you know, my husband project plans for a living with the company that he works for. He's constantly, you know, planning a project. He has his project management degree, and I used to get on to him and said, why can't you apply those skills with home?
I was just going to ask the same thing.
I'm tired. And he would say, because I do it all day, I'm tired. So... So you know, and COVID has affected a lot of it as well. You know, I heard Nancy's frustration too. You know, when you're not used to all being in the home all the time and whatnot, your daily routine gets knocked out of whack. So, having to readjust to the daily on-demand, you know. When my husband used to travel 80% of the time, and now he's home 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a big adjustment. But, you know, so it's we've decided to dedicate our weekends to family life, whether it's doing something with our extended family, cousins, my mom, or, you know, taking my daughter to a new park or going for a drive, and, you know, finding time, of course, to attend Mass. Most of it, because my husband is hesitant to going to public Mass and or large public gatherings, he, you know, we've stuck to online Mass for the most part, but...
Right.
Yeah, so that's our weekend.
Well, Stephanie, hold on one second. I've got a couple thoughts. I know Debbie will as well. I could use someone like you in my life. I'm more of a spontaneous, kind of a cluttered up type of guy. And when I have somebody help me get straightened out, it feels really good. I love it. But this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We'll talk with Stephanie more when we come back. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We've got some great calls coming today. Right after Stephanie will be Ted and Lynn and Maria. Some great emails at take2@ewtn.com. And on social media, you can comment on the Facebook or the YouTube video streaming channels right there. Talking with Stephanie in Houston. Stephanie is the organized one, the one who likes to coordinate things. Her husband is completely spontaneous, although he's a planner by nature. I found that to be, I chuckled when you said that, Stephanie. Stephanie, but I'm thinking of this in sort of a spiritual slash theological way, and that is a friend of mine used to say, and I borrowed the phrase, you know, your sacrament is showing. You know, your sacrament is showing when a couple, you know, one person has these strengths, another has these strengths, they each have weaknesses, but you come together and somehow the grace of God is at work in all of that, and it just seems to make things go, and there's harmony and peace. I hope that that's the case for you guys, but I don't know. Debbie, do you have any thoughts on what Stephanie was talking about?
Oh, I completely agree. You guys came to a happy medium. You're meeting the needs of both of you. You know, like you said, Stephanie, you have to eat at certain times, so you're planning everything in and then you're laying the groundwork for that spontaneous events to happen during the weekend, which is what your husband likes. So I think it's just wonderful how you came together and decided that. You know, so many times couples will say, okay, well, we'll do what you want, and then they start to get resentful. But you guys came, you know, to a really good understanding of how to handle the weekend. So let me ask you a question. Have you become more spontaneous because of your husband?
I've become more accepting to be spontaneous.
Cool.
If that makes any sense.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I completely trust him. And I mean, there are certain moments. I mean, nothing's ever perfect. I mean, there's certain moments that I'm like, oh, or didn't feel like it. But once I go along with it, I enjoy the quick trip to the snow or something, you know?
Right. Right.
And, yeah, I mean, and I know you have to get to other callers, but I'll tell you how spontaneous he was. For our honeymoon, this was 14 years ago, he didn't book our accommodation until the night before our destinations.
Oh, wow.
That drove me nuts. And one of our destinations was Rome right after Easter.
Okay,
so you can imagine, as a Catholic, how crazy I felt knowing that Rome would be completely full of people.
Right. Okay, that is like spontaneous at a whole new level. that's adventurous. That's daring. That's all of the above. But let me ask you a question. So he likes that kind of, maybe, does he like that kind of adrenaline rush where it's like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it to the last minute? Huh, he does?
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, when it comes to work or finances, it's different. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to every day, oh, I feel like doing this, and
wow.
I will. You know?
Wow, he's a free spirit.
Yeah. And it drives me crazy, but I've learned to accept it.
Okay, so real quickly, Stephanie, because remember our Take Two family, they all have a sense of humor. So take it with that. One of our Take Two family members just texted in with us a lot of happy faces and said, I would have socked him in the face if he did that with Rome. So don't do that. No, don't do that. We don't recommend any physical.
Absolutely.
Oh, I
understand. It would have, it just, to this day, we still chuckle at that. I mean, we were just lucky.
Well, I could put a different spin on it. Your husband is just a very trusting man. He trusts the Lord the Lord was going to provide.
Oh, Jerry, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. yeah, or the power of a credit card. You know?
Yes, right.
Combine that with
I love it.
But thank you so much for your show. And, yes, I just... Yeah, there has to be a balance somewhere.
Yeah.
A give and take, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you both and your family.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Stephanie. Jerry, did you ever hear about these couples that do these getaways where they tell their spouse, okay, just pack this, this, and this, and they don't tell them where they're driving to and where they're flying to? Have you ever heard of that?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. It would make me nervous, though, because I don't know. I would feel like I didn't have the right stuff, you know, the packed. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would mess it up somehow.
It's a lesson in detachment, Debbie.
That's right.
Hey, I was talking about hearing, waking up every day with a song in my head, which is very true. It's a different song every day, and I have no idea how it got in there. But Jackie, one of our listeners, said, Jerry, when you have a song stuck in your head and you can't stop humming it all day, that's known as an earworm. Just FYI, an earworm. So with that image, I will wake up every morning thinking that I have worms in my ears, I guess. Thank you, Jackie.
Jackie, that was hilarious. That is a term used for that. Interesting. Okay, we have a lot of social media coming in, and we're going to Ted next, but I just wanted to say, Ryan said, laughing out loud to the honey-do list. Oh, yeah, a lot of people laugh, but a lot of people don't like it. They crumble it up and throw it in the garbage. Okay, let's hear what Ted has to say in Fort Madison, Iowa, listening on KDME Catholic Radio, and is a first-time caller. Hi, Ted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My wife and I, we're both retired. Our kids no longer are around. In fact, they live out of Iowa, so we don't get to see them very often. But we don't do anything except relax on Sunday. We go to Mass, and that is somewhat relaxing. And there's a lot of people think that they cannot give up work or something like that on Sunday. But I think it's like Rita and I, we started out small, not knowing where this was going to go, and it has grown. We have now thought, you know, we don't need to go shopping on Sunday. We just plan better, and we do what we have to do during the week, and on Sunday, it's Mass, it's relaxation, it's reading, maybe watching a good movie on television, and perhaps I'm going to watch a football game. And that's how our Sunday is treated. It is the Lord's Day.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Ted, for that call. And yeah, as far as, you know, football games or anything else you want to watch on TV nowadays, there's no excuse for, you know, not going to church to watch them because of internet TV or, you know, DVRs or whatever. They're always available there. But as you were talking, I thought of an analogy to the life of prayer. I remember one time, I think it was the late Father Benedict Rochel had somebody tell him, Father, you know, he said, you should be praying about an hour a day. And the person said, Father, I don't have an hour a day to pray. I'm too busy. And then he said, well, then pray 2 hours. You know, and the whole gist of that is, you know, things always work out when you give God the first fruits. You've discovered that in your lives. I had a priest tell me, I had a pop-up reminder on my computer every Wednesday for years, go to adoration, just for an hour a week, Ted. And I just found some reason not to do it until I was talking with a priest, and he says, I want you to go to a church and spend an hour a day. So I was just thinking of doing it online or however, but he said, I want you to go do it an hour a day. And since I've done that, I'm not saying I'm any special holy saint or anything. I'm still a wretch, but you know, it's changed my life because God provides all the time that you need for these other things. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling on here, but I'm excited about what you said.
I start my Sunday by prayer during the first part of the office, and then my wife doesn't have the same idea that I do, but we go to Mass. But I recall when I was living on the farm in South Central Iowa, it didn't matter if there was hay on the ground and it was a nice day. If it was Sunday, it was Sunday, and we did not put up hay. If there was combining to do, we did not combine. We went to church, and as family, we went fishing. We did things like that, but we would honor the Lord's Day.
That is beautiful. Beautiful, Ted. But, you know, see, what's wonderful about you calling in, there are so many folks listening right now that this gives them, you know, the thought, I want to do what Ted and his wife are doing, because you can hear the peacefulness. You can hear that peace in your voice. And it's a beautiful thing. And you know, our God's got it right on how we are to conduct our lives, you know, and to when we are to work, when we are to take times of rest, when we are to do the things we are supposed to do. So God bless you for that, Ted. I think it's awesome. It's a great reminder, wouldn't you say, Jerry?
Absolutely. Definitely. And if we all were to do that, I think the world would change in some very positive ways. Ted, thank you for your call from Fort Madison. We greatly appreciate you listening and calling into the program. Debbie mentioned a lot of social media and emails. We will get to Lynn and Maria on the phone in just a moment. I want to mention that Lucia, who is watching the feed on YouTube, so sad we have only online mass every day. Miss our Sunday mass. It's definitely not the same. Weekends are relaxing for most in South Africa, but apparently there they don't have their churches are not open for mass on Sunday. That's too bad, many places here. And go ahead.
I was going to share Anna Marie because she mentions you. Okay.
Sure.
She says, church kept me even keel, not just for the weekend, but for the week. Why, we totally agree with you, Anna Marie. I feel I can conquer the world with the Eucharist. Well, we agree there as well. Also, I absolutely see Jerry as a no-clutter person. And he really is. Actually, I think you're too hard on yourself, Jerry, because I actually think you're very organized.
Well, I've been organized to reach the age of 59 and a half, so hopefully it'll get me to the end of my purpose in this life.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're not such a bad wretch.
Oh, okay, good. The song says I am.
With those earworms, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jackie started something. You know, we're never gonna forget this, right?
No.
Where are we going next? More social media or back to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to Lynn. Lynn is in Albany, New York, listening on WOPG, Pox at Bonham Radio, and a first-time caller. Hi, Lynn. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really enjoying your show. I think EWTN Radio is really what's kept me going through this whole COVID thing.
Oh,
because
praise
God. I really enjoy listening to all the radio shows and the comments and... It kind of keeps me grounded. It keeps me going.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My comments are really related to what the last caller was just speaking about honoring the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine, and, you know, we were just talking about Sunday and the Sabbath, and we're old enough, my friend and I, we remember a time when businesses were closed on Sundays. I think there's plenty of people out there that remember, you know, everything was closed. If it was a Sunday, you know, the gas stations were closed, the restaurants were closed, and you knew, you know, how to plan your week. You knew if you were going on a trip, you know, you had to get gas on Saturday because, you know, nothing would be open on Sunday. And I think since we've gotten away from that, you know, I think everything's changed. You know, now it's like, everybody's just going about their business, and even me, you know, I never really thought about it too much till we had this conversation. But for me, Sunday's always been, you know, I get up and I go to church, and I think, okay, I honored, you know, I did my duty. But then the rest of the day has always been just like any other day, you know, I just go about doing my chores, laundry or whatever. And I am retired, so normally a weekend for me isn't any different than, you know, a weekday. But it really kind of made me think about, you know, like what it really means, you know, to have that day to honor the Lord. And I think, you know, he gave us that commandment for a reason, you know, that we need a day to rest and we need a day to just to not worry about work and everything. So it was interesting when I heard this topic and then I heard the gentleman before me speaking. I think it's something that we all kind of need to think about a little bit, you know, that we all need a day to rest. And
yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah. No, when I was in college, we were assigned to read a book. I think it was by Joseph Pieper called Leisure, The Basis of Culture. And he talks about how important it is that we include leisure in our lives. We have this workaday mindset here and this productivity mindset that kind of drives us. And I think many of that is a result of the change from, you know, not having businesses, having businesses first being closed on Sunday. Now they have to be open, you know, sort of I don't know if it's a love of money is the root of all evil thing, but this whole hurry, rush, produce mentality, I think gets us a little bit at a disadvantage, Lynn, when it comes to remembering what's truly, truly important, and that is that time with the Lord on Sunday, setting that aside. Like I said earlier, it's a matter of trusting God, and God will multiply our time. He'll multiply anything that we need as long as we give him what he deserves and what he rightly asks for. And so I think you're right on about that. Debbie, I don't know if you want to weigh in on that.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of people have trouble sitting still now. We're in a world where everything is moving so quickly. You know, people, you look at people going out to restaurants, and when you used to, in the old days, you know, that 20, 30 years ago, people would actually dine. They would actually sit and relax. Now they're eating at a restaurant, at a public place, right? They're eating, they're talking, and checking their phone at the same time. People have a hard time being still. And that's why a lot of people are not attracted initially to adoration, because they say, what am I going to do for that hour? You know, it's very, what am I going to do for that hour? You see where that's going? It's very interesting. But we're burning ourselves out. Our bodies are just going to wear out from that, all that activity. There's times for all of this, and maybe we need to get it back into a proper order. And I do agree that last year, the pandemic, it kind of threw us all off. Let's face it. Many people, gained a lot of weight. They were sleeping later. People were in their pajamas all day long. They weren't showering. I mean, it was a mess. So let's erase that, but, you know, get back into a good, healthy routine. Right, Jerry and Lynn?
Right. Yes. And when you're talking about adoration, I'm in charge of the adoration schedule for our church. And luckily we do have it open now for, like, I think 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I started going and I have stayed there for 2 or 3 hours or longer, you know, and it's just, to me, that's like the best part of my week, you know. It's that time where I can just sit and I can get about everything else, and, you know, it's just, you know, people are like, God, what do you do for three? But, you know, I think we've gotten away from that, you know. It's taken me a long time to get to that point where I can relax around and say, all right, no, the dishes can wait, the laundry can, whatever, you know, and just have that time to just sit and be still and relax. And, you know, and you're right, I think if more people started doing that, mm-hmm. We wouldn't have all the problems that we have.
You're right. Well, you keep that up, Lynn, because that is not only blessing you, but that's a blessing to many other people as well around you, and just really unleashing the graces of God by spending time in prayer, especially in adoration and going to Mass. God needs that outlet for his graces in the world, and we are sometimes his instruments that bring that to the world. So thank you, Lynn, very much for your phone call, and have a blessed weekend. Also want to mention tomorrow night, the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Saturday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Dr. Michael Healy, professor of philosophy, joins Bear. They're going to discuss finding faith and reason in the Catholic Church. That's the Bear Wozniak Adventure, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on most of these same EWTN stations.
And before we get to Maria, who will be our, thank you again, Lynn, Maria, who will be our final caller for today. Maria, you're going to get our virtual patience award. So hang on. I have to mention Dave, because I think we're all in this a similar situation. Dave says, this is from YouTube. Dave says, as far as the topic, my weekends can be hectic depending on what I choose or need to do. This weekend will be busy and the house needs cleaning and Christmas decorations need to start coming down. Same here, Dave. When I was single, I could keep my living space clean and neat, but now I would need to be cleaning and picking up things all day to keep it the way I like. Real quickly, Rachel says, it's stressful for me because I feel pressured to visit in-laws a lot, which is okay, because I want them to have a relationship with my children, but it's mentally exhausting for me. Rachel, I remember those days. You know what I used to do? I used to drop my kids off at my in-laws' house, and I'd go out shopping. I would, because it gave them their quality time together, and I would just ask them, I'd say, hey, I got to run to the store, and they said, yeah, go ahead. Don't come back for hours. What do you think, Jer? Being creative.
Our good friend Timoteo says, other than Mass, when I was able, I really did nothing on weekends except for the usual household chores. And Patty, these are Facebook comments. Patty says, I'm overwhelmed with my teen. I have other kids to keep busy. We go hiking and to the beach, but my teen won't follow us. Keep him in your prayers. His name is David. I love your show. EWTN is a blessing for me. That is from Patty on YouTube. So,
and then Candy says, as someone who has had to step away from a Monday through Friday work due to a disability, weekends make me feel quote unquote normal. I can relax, breathe, just like the rest of the working world. Weekends let me feel connected to the big world. Candy, we're going to be praying for that, because you know, when you have to step away from work for a disability, that can be that can also be tough. So we'll be praying also that you continue to do so well. So thank you for that, Candy. Okay, as promised, Jerry, our virtual Patience Award goes to Maria in Frederick, Maryland, listening on EWTN.com. First time caller, Maria. I don't know what you're going to do with this virtual award, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. Hello.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So what's your take on weekends, Maria?
Well, I just wanted to share with everyone that I think of this time as a special season of life. My husband and I, we've been married almost 38 years, and we have three kids. Two oldest children are married with children of their own. Our third child, a daughter, she's grown. She lives at home, but she's totally independent. She's a teacher. My husband and I, we both work full time still, so weekends are super special. We try to spend time together. We try and spend time with our children, who love to have us. Getting to know our grandchildren—they're all very small. We love to do things outside. We love to garden. We love to go on bike rides and hikes. We love to cook together, and you know, I realize that this is a unique time in life, as I was mentioning seasons. And I guess I just wanted to encourage people that aren't in this particular season, because we weren't for many years. We were raising our kids and life was so busy and we hardly had any time for ourselves, you know, with all of their activities and their needs and all. I guess I just wanted to encourage people to hang in there and just make the most of the weekends. Try and relax. Try to do some fun things together with your loved ones. I don't expect for this to last forever. Like I said, there's many seasons in life, but we're, you know, trying to make the most of it right now.
Well, it's a good exhortation for all of us, Maria, to really enter into and embrace the different seasons of our lives. And that can mean many different things to many different people. But you are, I was, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, your life as it is right now should be filmed and made into like a 1950s movie, you know, Father Knows Best or Leave It to Beaver or something like that. You know, you've got, it sounds like you're very, very blessed right now. And I know that there were prices to pay to get there. You know, you had so many challenges raising your kids, just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
The heartaches and all of that. But you poured in, you put the hard work in. Your kids sound like they're doing very, very well. And now you are able, you are entitled now to enjoy this season, as you call it, and really, I'm sure, grow closer together to your husband and have these activities that you do and still have the love and the relationship with your kids and hopefully grandkids. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're very blessed. Our children live fairly close. We can see them easily. You know, and we live in a wonderful part of the country. There are shrines in our area. You know, in addition to Mass on the weekends, we like to visit the shrines. We like to visit different churches. There's so many things to do. Even in COVID, there's just so many things to do. Mm-hmm. There's so many things mm-hmm. outdoors to do. And so we're just trying to take advantage. And we don't do a little housework on the weekends because we do work during the week. You know, but we don't let that control us, the chores.
Well, Maria,
sometimes we put them off.
Yeah, Maria, you can hear the peace in your voice and in your heart as well. And you're living perfectly up to your name, Maria. So way to go. I agree with Jerry. I think it's just beautiful, and it inspires all of us. And I love the idea. I'm so glad you mentioned it. Jerry, you know me and food. I love the idea of making all day Sunday cooking.
I know you do. I know you do. Maria, thank you for your phone call. And one last social media comment from our friend Jose. He says, I end up my Sundays with Mass at 6:30 p.m. I consider that's the best way to start my week. Beautiful. I love it, Jose. Beautiful way to start your week.
Oh, this was a great show today. I think it got us all going on how to really, refigure, reconstruct our weekends. I love this, Jerry. So this was a great topic. On Tuesday, we have that wonderful broadcast with Dr. Alveda King and Jim Havens. And then we're back with Urgent Prayer Requests on Tuesday, Jerry.
All right. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. St. Joseph, pray for us.